Blog Talk Radio.
If you think they really ready for you, nah. If you think that there'll be many of you, nah. Do you really think they ready for you, nah? If you think they really ready for you, nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you, nah? Do you really think they ready for you, nah? Thinking, Chris, shrinking. Nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking. Honorary degrees from Lincoln. I cross borders like Mohicans and do albums in a weekend. I'm hip-hop speaking, never the weakling. I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all speaking? Them lies and them liars, I still make flyers. I still ride bands and say MC for hire. I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place. Mama never told you to stay out of grown folk face. Then you got some rappers with that cold broke face. They tour around the world, then they going no place. My KRS one moves at his own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they're sexual, but they wanna remain respectable. Stop frying.
Pick up, pick up,
pick up. Do you think they really ready for you, nah? Do you think that there'll be many of you, nah? Do you really think they ready for you, nah? Do you think they really ready for you, nah? Do you think that there'll be many of you, nah? Do you really think they ready for you, nah? Thinking me, I say impeccable, running circles around these intellectuals. What a spectacle. They get mad when I say I and God are identical. You better get on your knees and praise them. These conspiracy theory rappers, I'll blaze them too. Ooh, deja vu. You seen this all before, me slaying your crew. I'm known by all the kids. I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did. People don't stop calling Chris for gigs, cause when I'm on the mic, man, I flip they lid. Me and bullshit, I can't even count all the dough this month I did. From coast to coast, we roasting toast. I'm hot, me and the ice can't get close.
Pick up, pick up, pick up.
Do you think they really ready for you, nah? Do you think that there'll be many of you, nah? Do you really think they ready for you, nah? Do you think they really ready for you, nah? Do you think that there'll be many of you, nah? Do you really think they ready for you, nah? Revolutionaries know the game. We take away the pain like Novocaine. Knowledge reigning supreme, you know the name. This the name that don't play all them games. I ain't gonna call no names or take away no fame, but the airwaves is a shame, and the public don't know who to blame. So they blame rappers like we are insane, like we are to blame for society's pain. Like they don't know for sure what's in our brains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Same style oppression, socially rearranged. Many of our problems we already overcame, but we stuck in the past, can't see the change. Stuck in the Hyundai, can't see the range. Stuck in the towers, can't see the planes.
Pick up, pick up.
Do you think they really ready for you, nah? Do you think that there'll be many of you, nah? Do you really think they ready for you, nah? Do you think they really ready for you, nah? Do you think that there'll be many of you, nah? Do you really think they ready for you, nah?
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all this. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see
you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, yo, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Lift every voice and sing, till it didn't ever rain. Rain with a harmony, oh, liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high. Burning the time, loud as the Lord's sea.
Issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-842-0748. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-842-0748. That's 1-800-842-0748.
WVON is paying it forward.
Call 1-800-842-0748.
Mayor Karen Freeman Wilson invites you to spend a fun-filled day on Gary's Lakeshore. It's the first annual Lakeshore Music Fest.
Hi, you need to join me, Layla Hathaway, at the Lakeshore Music Festival in Gary, Indiana, on Sunday, August 31st.
For more information, visit thelakeshoremusicfestival.com or call 219-881-1300.
There's going to be food, fun, Billy Foster and his jazz orchestra, and of course, I'm going to come do my thing. That's Sunday, August 31st in Marquette Park in Gary, Indiana. See you soon.
Sponsored in part by the Chicago Football Classic and Majestic Star Casino and Hotel. For more information, visit thelakeshoremusicfestival.com or call 219-881-1300. 1300.
Live at Lakeshore Music Festival, Sunday, August 31st, and it's gonna be the bomb. See you there.
This is Dr. Conrad Worrell, director of the Carruthers Center for Inner City Studies of Northeastern Illinois University. The Carruthers Center for Inner City Studies is entering its 48th year of academic program and community service. We'd like to thank our alumni, community partners, staff, current students, faculty, and all of you who have supported our efforts to create space for African-centered educational excellence and program development over the last 48 years. Again, thank you for your continued support. If you're interested in pursuing higher education in either our bachelor's or master's degrees in inner city studies education, call 7732687500 or visit our website at ccics-chicago.org. That's 7732687500 or visit our website at ccics-chicago.org.
Congratulations on landing the job. I'm really excited for you.
Thanks. How's your search going?
The job market's tight. I mean, I can barely get an interview.
Yeah.
And I've got student loans to deal with. You're lucky, you know. The National Guard paid your loans off.
Luck? The Guard was a smart decision, one you can still make.
The National Guard Student Loan Repayment Program can pay up to $50,000 of your existing student loans. Get the details at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
Welcome back to Science Today. And we already have our next caller. Welcome. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hello, Philip. You sound really young.
Not really. I'm 9.
Oh, wow. You're still in elementary school, right?
Does that matter?
Oh, no, not at all. What's your question?
Well, I know the molecular formula for water is H2O. I also know that hydrocarbon is CH3CH250CH3. Glucose is C6H12O6. The general formula for an alkene is CnH2n+2. But what I can't seem to find is any scientific formula for Bob.
Bob?
My goldfish.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
In small towns and big cities, from coast to coast and around the world, Habitat for Humanity volunteers gather with purpose. Hand in hand, they come together. They may be strangers or they may be friends, but they are all builders of hope and homes. Hammers are raised, bricks are laid, dreams take shape, and another family finds shelter in a home they help build. Through their time and talents, Habitat for Humanity volunteers are helping change lives for the better, and in the process, maybe even changing their own lives as well. Together, we can eliminate substandard housing. Won't you join us? Support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your community or wherever your heart leads you. Now more than ever, please volunteer, get involved, and help build it. Visit us at habitat.org.
The views expressed on our programs are not necessarily those of WVON, Midway Broadcasting Corporation, or our participating sponsors.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON. Hashtag Dorothy Tillman on 1690, the talk of Chicago.
Job with my feet in my hand. You know, things for ourselves. We're tired of beating our head against the wall and working with someone else. Say it now.
You're killing me. Good morning, y'all. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm glad to be here. I tell y'all, this is Dorothy Wright Tillman with Coffee Tea in a conversation with me this Saturday morning. I tell everybody, I said, Dorothy, we like fine wine, baby. You got to get up and drink us early so you can feel good. Well, I tell you, we're going to have a conversation this morning, and we're going to really try to deal with, put some things in perspective. This morning, I was going to have Dr. Noble and Professor Small on this morning. I'm going to get them another day because I was going to deal with the whole psychological thing, what was going on with our children in Ferguson and all. But because of Jackie Robinson, petitions, all the things that's going on in our community, I thought maybe I better stay here for a minute and talk to you. First, I want to say that petition started the other day. So, started Thursday, y'all. And I want to know who all petitions are doing on the street. I saw a young lady down at the L station, somewhere downtown, getting petitions for the mayor. Saw one lady sign, and I heard she asked the other man, "Will you sign?" He went to sign, and she said, it was a Caucasian, too. She said, "Who's the first?" She said, "Marlon Manning." He just gave it a pin back and walked away. I don't know what that means. I don't know whether Karen's petition is on the street. If they are, somebody call and tell me. I told Karen that it's not a timetable, but the emotion and what we got to do with our own people. We have to get ourselves together here and do what we got to do. So if Karen's petition on the street, let me know. I know Fioretta petition is on the street. I know he's out there. I saw somebody with his petitions. And I don't know, what kind of automatic petitions on the street, what's going on. I just know that y'all, you better get it while it's cold, while it's hot. Because when it gets cold, people are not going to knock on no doors, and they're going to give y'all some bad petitions. I don't know what's going on. I know one thing that I thought was interesting, and if you missed it, you need to look back at it. Ron Emanuel Pack had an article in the paper on Thursday. Hey, he said, he's like Frank Sinatra, I did it my way. His pack wanted to know where automatic candidates stand, and he asked him some questions. And that can determine whether he give him some money. That is interesting. It's different. I got to play I did it my way for you, Mayor Ron. I got to say, that's bold. And that is different from ever done before. What do you stand? Using the mayor. Even when we said we had a litmus test, but it wasn't Harold's, it was ours. And go on with your bad self. He wants to say where you stand because you're not standing on his space. You're not getting his money. That's going to flush out a lot of folks. You can't get mad at him. I ain't mad at you, Brother Ron. Just never seen it before. So make sure that you look at that and see what's going on. The other thing is I was proud of the Jackie Robinson team. If you notice, when they was out in Morgan Park, they were singing, "I'm black and I'm proud, I'm black and I'm proud, say it loud." Thank y'all so much. And it was just so awesome to see those children out there being black and proud. I mean, you can be black and proud and be who you are. And they played that song and they danced that song. And I'm going to find it. Everybody's going to find a clip of it for me. We're going to play some of it. And they was at it. And to be proud, to be young, gifted, and black, to be proud of who you are, not to be, "Well, I don't want to be because this might happen." Very proud of them. One thing, I didn't go out to Morgan Park, nor did I go to Sox. I went 35th Street with the people. I started to go to Morgan Park several times. I said, no. And I'm going to say this, y'all might not like it. But I thought them politicians talked too long. Quinn was good. Quinn gave a proclamation one about his business. Rom didn't talk for 30 seconds. He introduced Butler. And Pretwinkle talked about, Pretwinkle did talk about when you're doing it, you're doing it for your race. You make your race proud. Our parents used to tell us that all the time when we were growing up. The rest of them went on and on and on. About what? And so when they got ready to go to, we thought a parade, but that was a caravan. It was not a parade. And children was lined up across all down Halsted just to wave at them. And if it had been a parade, they would have slowed up and waved. But at this point, Rahm had to get downtown, so they flew past everybody. That probably was a difference I probably would have made in that if I was organizing it. Somebody should have said, hey, we got to cut this off, or don't matter how late we're going to be. Father Flager had all those children lined up on 79th Street. Leo had children on 79th Street. You had folks at 80-some. They were all, and when I was on 35th and Indiana, there were kids just waiting just to get close and wave. But they was, get back, and it was shot down, and it was really, that's the only difference. I probably would have tried to slow it up, slow it down. Very good. They made us very proud. Thank you, Reverend Jackson, for having him at the breakfast this morning. He's going to have a breakfast along with Monique, the girl who was the pitcher for Philly. You know, because what they did out there was they said, Reverend Jackson, but they didn't let him say nothing. They just mentioned Jackson got his own platform. You know one other thing I didn't like? These wasn't kids that you should be preaching about. Put the guns down. It's like we want somebody to give us a script. That's all we know to say. We can't say what we're supposed to say. Put the guns down. Put the guns down. Instead of talking about the children's victory, getting up. You know, we got to put our guns down. Da, da, da. Well, these children never had no guns. I don't think, I should say. White children all got the guns. They need to start telling them to put the guns down. You saw that little girl the other day shot her instructor while she was trying to teach her how to shoot. They teach you teach them early. They got to run on guns in Ferguson. They ran out, had to get some more. They getting all the guns they can, and I'm not telling you to do that, but the bad folks going to get the guns, and you're not going to be able, you know. So I never told people what they should put the guns. I think we need to love each other. I think we need to deal with the punks who are going to be violating our community, but you can't deal with that if you don't put yours down. So that's just a one-person stand here at VON. That's not VON position. That's my position. But I think that these folks are teaching their children how to shoot there. Once they dehumanize people and make them feel like they're not human, it's easy for them to get that thing, shoot that so-and-so. When that little girl shot her instructor the other day, learned how to shoot a Uzi, that should have woke all y'all up. And if you looked around in Ferguson and all down, even in Chicago, because you know Oakland was used to be the bastion for the Klans here, we all across in Cairo, where they are really practicing how to shoot and what they're going to do. And we can't tie all of our children and our people into that little small group. And that is a small group. And to make it look like Jackie Robinson's team is an exception, Jackie Robinson's team is the rule. The other people are exception. If you're going to, and you know, you got a lot of people out here working with these children that just don't get the recognition. The only reason they got recognition is because they did win, and we are proud of them. We were proud of what the Haley and Butler and all of them have done. The Ratcliffe, what he done. Jeffy Duty, grandson. What they've done, we're proud of them and what they've done. Because they have been doing this for a long time. And there's other folks out there doing it. Because it had national attention and they can get some political stuff on it, everybody started running. And that's the bad thing. We should do things not because the cameras are there, but because it's right to do it. And that's what Jackie Robinson have always done. What's interesting is Jackie Robinson been out there all that time, and all the fields on the north side was pretty and clean and looking like they belonged to a palace, and they couldn't even get their fields done. They didn't just come out there. All these fields around here should be done. Their fields should have been done, but now it got them, one of the people on 11 one night. He said, well, they're out there cleaning it up now because the cameras are going to be there. It's like we got to wait till the world extraordinary before we get our resources. I say that we should have resources throughout, regardless, and all of these people out here who are working with these youth throughout this city and throughout the black community, we know, you know what I'm talking about. And I salute to Jackie Robinson. Now, one of the other things I'm going to say, and we can talk about it, and I might be wrong. I was talking to Courtney and Deke about it a little while ago. You know, children are cruel. And I took offense to the Sun-Times having this little boy on the front page of their paper talking about, oh, he's homeless. I thought that was terrible. If anybody was going to do the story, it should have been Mary Mitchell. She would have done it with another kind of air to it. And it's almost like exploiting, taking another level to exploit. All the papers just went. Everybody grabbed the Sun-Times yesterday because this was on the front page. We have a lot of children, and we've talked about it on this show, where children are homeless. Do you know how many children in the public school system is homeless? Rahm Emanuel and Barbara Bird Bennett. Y'all know how many? And you know what could have happened? You got the CHA, Chicago Housing Authority, got all those new buildings they've built. You got to put a third, and a third in there. Third market rate, third renter, and third low income. I think they qualify for that. That could have been very easily taken care of. You could have went over there and just got them and put them in one of those nice, nice houses over there. And then if Spencer wants to pay, then he could have paid. But they could have done that. The county authority have housing. You don't have to be like, oh, they don't have nowhere to live because of so-and-so. No. There are a lot of children who are homeless and go to school every day with pride, and they don't even want you to know. And there's a lot of people who are sleeping on other folks' couches now. But what you saw the other coach do in terms of having a little boy on his couch is nothing new. Black folks have always said, come on here, son. Come on, let me do this. I know in my house, my children used to bring a lot of folks home, and we tried to help and send them on their way. That's how we survived as a people. And maybe I'm wrong. If I am, you can call and talk about it. But I just thought, because children are cruel, that to put this boy on the front page the day after he did that, say he's homeless, I just think it was wrong. I think we should have discussed the homeless situation. His picture didn't have to be there. You said we got. It could have been very easy that this team worked with all kind of children. Some have mothers and fathers. Some just have mothers. Some have places to go. Some don't. They didn't have to be identified. It could have been said like that, and those children could have been and he could have been taken care of. But the Sun-Times sold every newspaper yesterday. And everybody exploited this young boy yesterday. That's how I feel. And he might seem like he's all right, but inside he's probably hurting. That's what was in his eyes. But he could have been helped without all that exploitation. That's just mine. Rahm, if you're listening, you all those vouchers that y'all got sitting up that money, put them over there on all the new houses you done built over there on State Street. Them brand new houses, a third, and a third. The CHA got some. The county department, housing department got some housing. The Illinois Housing Authority got housing. You got the Chicago Housing Authority, the County Housing Authority, Illinois Housing Authority. Beautiful homes, too. Beautiful. And now, that's just my opinion, y'all. Maybe other folks don't think. I believe, you know, I was taught that the giver should feel as good as the receiver. And sometimes if you're going to give somebody something that's got to be so public, then you're doing it more for yourself than you're doing it for somebody else. That's just me, you know. And I'm not just talking about Lee Kim, because Lee Kim responded to the calls, and they have always historically done that. I've known Spencer since I first came here with Dr. King. His father was very involved with Dr. King and all. And that's part of Spencer's his father, part of Spencer's makeup when he was over the jail, how he tried to do things to help the men over there. You know, once we was going to run Spencer for mayor, he was going to be our first Republican mayor that we ran. So we was getting ready to run Spencer, though. We was getting him ready to run him. What is that noise? We was going to get Spencer to run for mayor one time, and something happened, we didn't run him. But I just think that the exploitation, you know, it's almost like tabloid. I just think we could have helped him. Now, you know, I think it was taken away. It's just terrible. I don't like it. I don't like it. Because those who did the story was getting a one-up on who the other one was. And I'll say once again, Rahm Emanuel, tell your housing authority to give them one of those vouchers. Illinois Housing Authority, County Housing Authority, their houses available. But he's just one of many children who are in school every day, who are homeless. I remember when I was in office, this young lady, every day I would come out and I would see her. And she would sit around in front of my office just before school let out. So I went and asked her one day what was going on with her, and she told me. And I said, so, well, how do you get your children dressed for school? And she said, well, they had to cut out early, and they couldn't. Sometimes they get a place to sleep, sometimes they couldn't. She would go up to McDonald's and wash her children up and get their breakfast there at McDonald's. I said, oh, yeah. So I was able to help her get something so she could go someplace to sleep and to live, you know. That's what I believe. I just, children are cruel, and I don't know how this affected this little boy about one day being a star and the next day all over his face that he had no place to go. And everybody like to have some place to go. You think yourself as an adult, would you want that? I mean, once again, like I said, I could be wrong. There's a lot of other things out here Rahm Emanuel can help with children. This is not the only thing. And some things we're going to be talking about is at the 7 o'clock hour. A lot of folks out here doing things with children, a lot of things. And we hats off to Jackie Robinson for keeping those children off. The fact that and that's not the only young man who have problems. That's with that team. That's the whole point of working with these children is to keep them off the street. As Jim Leach is off the street on the stage, they saw off the street on the field. You know, I saw a young lady the other day off the street on the horses. Whatever we're going to do to keep these children, and we have to give of ourselves, not because we're getting something out of it, but because we are giving. We've had a couple of young men that was in our program who was on monitors. And we kept them in the program and had them dancing and acting, and now they're going on. A couple of them made it big. We didn't put them on nowhere saying this young man is on a monitor. He was just bad. His mother called to thank us, and now this is one of the young men that went on to big height and performing. You know, so there's a lot of folks out there doing things for children. That's why our hats are off. As the prophet said, you know, if you read the prophet, Khalil Gibran, I always get his name mixed up, and he said that the giver should feel as good as the receiver. And Jesus said it too, and Dr. King said it, Khalil Gibran. I always get his name mixed up. But if you read the prophet, we had to read the prophet. And if you don't feel as good as the person that's receiving it, then you shouldn't give it. So we're talking politics. We're talking about Jackie Robinson. We're talking about what you want to talk about. Do you think Karen is a petition's out? Do you think she's running? What are we going to do here, y'all? What do you think about Rahm asking people to fill out this automatic, where the automatic folks stand? I said, hats off to you, Rahm. I like your style, my brother. Ain't nothing wrong with your style, my brother. This is Dorothy Wright Tillman, Talk of Chicago, 1690. Coffee, tea, and a conversation with me every Saturday morning with classes and session where I try to teach and to share and to have a conversation with you. Our number is 773-591-1690. We're streaming live on www.wvon.com. We're also on Blog Talk. We on Facebook, and we are on iHeartRadio. I just love iHeartRadio because, baby, you can get us wherever you are, one of the only talk shows in the nation that's on Black Talk Show that's on iHeartRadio. Get your coffee, get your tea. Come on back and talk to me. I'll be right back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
This is nice.
I was hoping you'd like it. It's my special
rate. I'm sorry, sir, but it appears as though your credit card has been declined.
Did everyone hear that? This person right here, credit card declined. Oh. If we can please have an awkward silence the next 10 seconds.
Whoa, what's with the megaphone?
Just trying to properly illustrate your embarrassment and humiliation to the public, sir.
What?
If everyone could start mumbling and shaking their heads. Nice, ma'am, I like that with the pointing. Mm. He's shaking like a leaf. Good job.
Hey, buddy, please, I'm with a date here. Look, so I'm late on a few payments. I'll make it up next month. Promise.
Mm-hmm. He promises to pay it all back next month. Can we have an aww?
Don't worry, Adam.
mom. It happens to everybody. This has no effect on our date whatsoever.
Really?
Yes, really. There just won't be another one. See ya.
And she's off.
Wait, come back. I have other cards. I have other restaurants.
Putting more on your card than you can afford to spend can lead to even bigger problems, like public humiliation. Don't let your credit put you in a bad place. Go to controlyourcredit.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Treasury and the Ad Council.
I was facing foreclosure. I was desperate to get help wherever I could.
They promised they would help me. It seemed legitimate.
I paid them a fee and never heard from them again.
I lost thousands of dollars and my home.
Every day, loan modification scammers target homeowners who are worried about foreclosure. Anyone can be a victim, but you don't have to be. Avoid any person or company who asks for a fee in advance, who guarantees they can stop a foreclosure or modify a loan, or who tells you to stop paying your mortgage company. For trusted, government-approved help and to report a scam, call 1-888-995-HOPE. That's 1-888-995-4673. You can also visit www.loanscamalert.org.
Information is your best defense.
Know the signs. Get the facts.
What makes WVOM the talk of Chicago?
We have been celebrating Jackie Robinson West. We've got one of the champs in the studio with us, Jaheim Benton. His father, Frank Jackson, is in the studio with us as well. You guys are as proud as you can be, but you guys are having a hard time day to day.
Yes, we are.
Are you guys homeless?
Yes, we are.
And how did that come about?
I lost my hours, so we work a part-time, so that's why we're having a hard time now.
WVOM takes care of the family's business.
We've got Spencer Lee Jr. on the line with us right now.
Jaheim Benton, me and my dad just got off the phone. We will help pay for a house for a year for them.
That's what makes us Chi-rific.
You got the camera on? That's got to be an F4.
No, man. Now. Pull over. That's an F5. Go. I want to get this.
Oh, that funnel cloud's getting bigger by the second. That twister is huge.
Whoa, what was that?
It's the National Guard. They're probably headed into town.
Man. I bet that place is in trouble.
The National Guard is a unique force. Citizen soldiers who are just as prepared and committed to do battle with nature here at home in our communities as they are against the enemies of our nation. These are your neighbors. Men and women who work or go to college, have families, hobbies, live life to the fullest. They train part-time, close to home, and they are always ready.
More of them! Man, those guys are crazy heading into that stuff.
Hey! That's what the Guard does.
Do you have what it takes to head into the heart of the storm? Check out NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
Mom, Dad?
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex. Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to. Maybe I'm really not ready to hear about sex.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day. On TV, in movies, in songs, in magazines, on the internet, from my friends.
Maybe, while you're not talking to me about sex,
there are thousands of other people who are.
And none of them are telling me to wait.
So, maybe you're right. Maybe you are in control. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
But just in case you're not right?
Maybe you should.
Talk to me.
Tell me to wait to have sex. Because even if you can't control what I see and hear, you can influence how I behave. If you need help starting the conversation, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
I was facing foreclosure, and they guaranteed they would get my loan modified.
I paid them a fee and never heard from them again.
Anyone can be a victim of a loan modification scam, but you don't have to be. Know the signs. Get the facts. Visit www.loanscamalert.org. For trusted government-approved help and to report a scam, call 1-888-995-HOPE. That's 1-888-995-4673.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WBON.
I'm black and I'm proud. I'm trying to get everyone to find that clip. Y'all on ABC, when they were saying, I'm black and I'm proud. I'm black and I'm proud. Channel 7 had it. They was out there singing, and they had the red, black, and green flag. They had the American flag. They was into it. Kudos to Jackie Robinson parents, to the grandparents, but also to the volunteers, to everybody who did what we do. The character. See, one thing, I think they are the rule, not the exception, is that a lot of the athletes now, you can't tell them from the street people. They have no distinction. And we were taught the athletes are supposed to be clean, clean-hearted, clean mind, sportsmanship. You look at them football and basketball players, a lot of them look like thugs. I'm sorry. They run around here, the pants sagging, about them big old pants. You see them, the shirts, the way they be looking. In our community, it used to be that when you saw athletes, Joe Louis and them, they really was upstanding. That's why we looked up to them, want our children to be. And I think that's what we was happy about, Jackie Robinson. Okay, y'all, let me go to the phone. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Dorothy. How you doing?
I'm fine.
I just wanted to comment on, you know, something you said earlier about, you know, us being able to help these kids and it not being, you know, portrayed in the media and not being used, you know, as exploitation.
Mm-hmm.
The Korean baseball team that our boys played,
mm-hmm.
each one of those kids received $100,000 in college tuition scholarship, and it wasn't publicized. You know, it was given to them by the I'm pretty sure it was the president of Korea. It was South Korea. It was given to them. I mean, you didn't see anything in the media. You know, I mean, there are ways to do
well, I
know,
thought it was just terrible to take this little boy and put him on the front page of the Sun-Times to sell papers and to do if he was. There's a lot of children out here going to school every day homeless, and I just think that they could have, someone could say, we got all kind of children here. Some children need a place to stay, some children have this, and they could have been brought in where they helped him. Ron Emanuel could give him one of those houses over there on State Street somewhere where they're brand new. As ways to help without doing that, but to have put. And somebody said, little boy is fine. A little boy can't be fine. Children are cruel. He might not want. You go from being a star to saying, I ain't got no way. Kids, children, he might be internalizing. I just didn't like it, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. And that's that's the case in so many of our park district sports now. I mean, you know, the resources have been pulled, and, you know, it's basically being used as a drop-off, you know, high-priced daycare.
Right.
You know, I see so many. I coach at a park on the west side, and I see so many of the kids get dropped off. You know, you're waiting to 9 o'clock at night for parents to pick the kids up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not, you know, it's crazy. And then, to piggyback on what you were saying, you know, we got people in the city using super vouchers up north, you know. I mean, people are using super vouchers for these rich high-rise, you know,
right.
Landlords. And, you know, the black community, you know, we're dealing with CHA coming in doing bogus inspections to try to pull your money from you. So,
they definitely been doing it. And yep. Those boys was out there playing on those raggedy fields, the grass high, all this stuff. And then the day before the press coming, they clean stuff all up and do all that other mess. Whereas,
right.
And there's a lot of people, like you say, you working on the west side, Brian. It's a lot of people that's doing stuff with children in our community. And I had this off to the Jackie Robinson. But we need resources of people all over doing stuff. And some
right.
of these places, they're not even giving. They're pulling the resources, as you said. And we need to demand that if our children have some place to go and something to do, a lot of the streets won't be able to consume them. A lot of them don't have places to go, Brian.
Agreed. That is mm-hmm. so true. And, Dorothy, we just appreciate what you do. And, you know, keep doing, because there are people out here that hate you for communicating to your community. So just keep doing what you're doing. We love you.
Thank you, Brian. Love you, too. Thank
All right.
you.
Take care.
Now, I just thought it was exploitation. That's me. How you doing, Rahelia from Key West, Florida? Did I pronounce the name right?
Yes. Yeah, Hotep, Sister Tillman.
Hotep, yes. To you, my sister.
Yeah, my name is Rahelia, and I am from Key West, Florida. I was born and raised there, but I'm currently living in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling to let you know that I am enjoying your show while up here
Thank
in
you.
Chicago.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
I look at Chicago as being a very powerful, it's such a magnetized city coming from Key West. Right now I'm in Chicago visiting Monson Koulibaly. I just want you to know that I appreciate all the information that you're giving, covering a variety of vital issues here
mm-hmm.
in all over the nation.
Well, thank you so much, and welcome. You here for the festival?
Yes, ma'am. I've been here for the as a matter of fact, the parade is tomorrow, in which Monson and myself will be heading the parade.
Where's the parade? So the people
oh,
know.
Yes, today. Yes, that's, I'm sorry.
Let them know
today.
Where it is. Manson,
okay.
Manson, tell them.
It's 44th and Cottage Grove.
11 o'clock.
You're going to march from there to the park, to Washington Park?
Yes.
Okay. Well, welcome. And please listen, and when you're in Key West, you can listen online, WVON.com. You listen to iHeartRadio, okay?
Okay, I definitely will be. I'll be tuning in, and I will be encouraging other people in Jacksonville
okay.
to tune in to your radio station.
Okay, thank
and
you.
And I just want you to know that since I've been here, I visited the Harold Washington Cultural Center.
Thank you.
Okay, and which I thought it was completely awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's another sin. I be telling folks, we're right here. He told me he want to help children. He first thing he need to do all the stuff we did with the children here in Washington. He need to tell his city college and all the stuff he's trying to do. Because, you know, the mayor and the city college fighting us hard about our center. So
yes,
if they
yes.
throw into the children, they'll pull back up off of that. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being there.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really funny because we've taken children to the Tonys. We do a lot off the street on the stage. That's what it is. Just one program. Children all around. The STEM program that PUSH had this summer. Where they have children. And then they also got Excel where they have children. We have people across this city and across that's really working hard with our children. And they have you think that's an exception. That is the rule. This violence and all the other stuff is an exception. And we the one keep pushing it. Oh, it's violent. Oh, and if you do your research, you'll find out it's more white-on-white crime than black-on-black crime. I know you don't believe that, but you need to look at that. There's more white folks on welfare than black folks on welfare. The reason you have crime against each other because they live together. The Latino community have a lot of crime on each other, a lot of it. And you got more white-on-white crime than black-on-black crime, and they do it massively. But us, well, yeah, and I don't think any of it's right. I'm not condoning that. I want y'all to know that. That's not something I'm condoning. You know, I condemn the killing of our children. But line three, according to take it, what I am saying is that that's not the essence of our community. And I'm just tired of hearing all this other garbage. Howard, how you doing?
Good morning, sister.
Good morning,
brother. I just wanted to commend you by the statement that you made about the children not being the exception. They're the rule, because that's been my position. I just felt like if investment was made in our community, in these children, this is what you would see.
Right, right. You know,
on all aspects, not just sports. I'm
right.
talking about in education.
Mm-hmm.
Our children will excel,
right,
if they're given the opportunity.
Right.
And I just feel like these politicians, they took this opportunity to milk this situation just because the camera and the media was there. And if Ron Emanuel was so involved, then he would invest in our children. From in their education and so forth. It's not just about sports and
I commend him for I think the city, regardless who was mayor, would have had to give them that welcome that they had, because they were the United States champion. I think the president needs to do something, but we can't get confused there.
Right. The children, they deserve that, no doubt. They need that recognition.
Right.
I just felt like, you know, this is not the only outlet that they need to involve themselves with our children. We can excel. If they would put that type of involvement in their education, you would see the same outcome in academia for our children.
Oh, you're absolutely correct. You know, like, because school starts Tuesday, and everybody's saying, be to school on time, y'all. And I think children should go to school on time. But they're not telling the real reason they want the children on time, because if the children are not in class, they miss some money. And that money
exactly.
that come there, they're going to take that money and give it to everybody but our class. So they say, be in school, because if you don't have your children there, there are funds we're going to miss. They don't say that. They just say, a good start for the first day is a good day. But our children are not getting the necessary music. They're not getting music. They're not getting sports. They're not getting... they're not getting science and a whole lot of stuff they're not getting in our school, so they can compete. We are just that great. Thank you for calling. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
There's 22,144 homeless children that was in CPS last school year, 19% more than 2012 and 2013. I mean, so you have homeless children all over the all over CPS. And I just wanted to say that. And once again, I just want to say, maybe I'm wrong. Y'all think I'm wrong, tell me. I just don't think this boy face should have been all over the front page of the Sun-Times. If they want to talk to somebody, they should have talked to Mary Mitchell. She would have done something a little differently with this as a black woman to spread him. And children are cruel. And I just don't think, I think that's almost like a putting a little pin in his bubble, because the thing about it is that he's been doing all of this, and the coach who had him sleeping on the couches should be commended too. But a lot of folks are doing that. A lot of folks. We had to keep some vows on the stage, on mats, just to protect them and stuff. So there's a lot of things going on. Hats off to the coach and all. But I still say that it could have been done in a way without doing this to this young man. Now, maybe I'm wrong. It's 22,144 homeless children in CPS last year, which was more than 19% more than it was in 2012 and 2013. Just keep that in mind, okay? Benjamin, how you doing?
Good morning, Ms. Tillman. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey, Mom, I just want to say virtually is I never really talk about funerals, but today is little Antonio Smith funeral. That's a young 9-year-old young man. They got shot. To me, he got assassinated. He got shot 4 times. It's on the south side of Chicago. We're leaving River Forest, and me and my wife, my children, we're going to his funeral today.
Okay.
And even though we're not part of that community, we don't live on the south side.
Well, you don't have to have no imaginary. Don't have no imaginary boundaries.
Yeah, but I have to go to this.
Okay.
And also, Ms. Tillman, I want to say something about Jackie Rock. We're proud of him out here. Even though we don't live, we're proud of him.
Okay.
But I do feel that some people took advantage of those kids, like some of the callers have said. And like I told Cliff yesterday, that guy came out, he first wanted to say it. I don't want to tell Cliff and his producer, the Leaderful, yesterday. When the children from South Korea won the world championship, the first thing the president of South Korea and the mayor of Seoul, South Korea, did when those kids got off the plane, gave each parent an envelope. Each child got a $100,000 scholarship. So they already ahead of these kids here in America.
Yeah.
So those kids, Ms. Tillman, they're going to go to Harvard. They're going to go to Yale. They're going to go to Stanford. They're going to go to Georgetown. Those kids are already ahead of the game. The same politicians from Rahm Emanuel to Pat Quinn to Father Flager to Kenny Williams to Jesse Jackson.
Father Flager is not a politician. He's a minister.
He's not, but I got to go,
Benjamin. She's telling me I got to go. Thank you. Father Flager is a minister. He's not a politician. You might think so. So, Father Flager, I know you're listening. What you're running for? Anyway, I tell y'all, this has really been something, and we're going to continue this conversation. We're still talking about the fact that the petitions are out for the city election that's going to be held. Next year, you got to file these petitions have to be filed in November. You want to get them out while it's warm. Rahm, once again, I told you, Rahm, I know you if you're listening here. I mean, that's something. He's bold. He said, I want to know where you stand before you get my money. I'm not giving you my money till I know. First of all, I've seen one. We had a litmus test with Harold Washington, and I think the black community needs a litmus test for everybody who's running for something, and we need to make sure that they're with us. So we're talking politics. We're talking about Jackie Robinson, and we're talking about homelessness in this city and how bad our schools are. Closing schools. Let's not forget that 22,144 homeless children last year in school. You know, and whether or not you think that it was good to put this boy on Front Street like that, you know, the giver should feel as good as the receiver. And sometimes, you know, we don't know what this did psychologically for this little boy. He might have been smiling, but he'd learned how to mask a lot of stuff. I don't know how much time I got over to Courtney. Okay, Courtney, tell me now, y'all. My phone is lit up. This is Dorothy Wright Tillman, talk of Chicago 69 and Coffee Tea, in a conversation with me where every Saturday I try to open this classroom up, try to teach, try to listen, try to learn, and try to converse. Our number is 773-591-69. We are streaming live, www.wvon.com. We are also on iHeartRadio. We are on Facebook, Group Facebook, and you can get me on Blog Talk if you miss anything. So wake up everybody, tell them, and Jesse's going to come on for a few minutes because he have Monet and Robinson over there for breakfast this morning. We're going to get him on at the 7 o'clock hour. Just tell us a little bit about that before we get off this air. We want to know about it. So get your coffee, get your tea. I want you to call everybody and tell them that they got to wake up. We got to talk and come on back and talk to me. I'll be right back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. The Talk of Chicago and the voice of the nation is 1690 WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.
NBC News Radio, I'm Kristen Welker at the White House, where a heightened alert in London is being watched. The terrorist threat level has been raised to severe, which means an attack is highly likely. NBC's Kelly Kobayeya is in London.
Britons awoke to a new fear this morning, splashed on every headline. Terror alert red, the highest since 2011. A terrorist attack, the government warned, is now highly likely.
What we're facing in Iraq now with ISIL is a greater and deeper threat to our security than we have known before.
The terror group ISIS has the world's attention, and they're using it, posting yet another violent, disturbing video.
U.S. Homeland Security says they don't believe an attack in the United States is at the same threat level. EU leaders meeting in Brussels will be talking about a new round of sanctions against Russia. Ukraine says rebels using Russian missiles shot down one of their jet fighters today. This is NBC News Radio. A dramatic scene being played out in Nicaragua right now. Miners trapped below ground in a collapsed shaft. The latest now from NBC's Jenna Wolf.
Two dozen gold miners were trapped after an avalanche of rock and mud caved in on them. Rescuers have gotten to half of the miners so far. Most of them are dehydrated, but still in good condition.
Tony Stewart will return to racing tomorrow, driving in the race at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Yeah, this has been one of the toughest tragedies I've ever had to deal with, both professionally and personally.
He missed the last three races going into seclusion after a car he was driving hit and killed 20-year-old Kevin Ward Jr. earlier this month. And Joan Rivers is said to be resting comfortably after being hospitalized in New York. Her daughter Melissa says Joan went into cardiac arrest and stopped breathing during a minor throat surgery on Thursday. Melissa says they are getting messages from all over the world wishing her mother well. I'm Kristen Welker, NBC News Radio.
There's a fire you get in your belly when you're working on your car. Nothing kills that feeling like a dead battery. Either way, the job's got to get done. Buy any new battery online at advanceautoparts.com and pick it up in-store in just 30 minutes. Like a long-lasting AutoCraft Gold battery, engineered with power frame technology. Job's done, and you can tackle your next big project. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage.
Visit advanceautoparts.com now to learn more.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money is no fun.
Cops are out there cracking down on drunk driving all across the country. And they'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hello, I'm Sir Henry Cheatham, inviting you, Mary, Margaret, Elizabeth, Sally, Felicia, and Sue, along with Makita, Lakeisha, and all of the senoritas, too, to our Saturday night juke joint, classic blues and R&B, here on AM 1690 WVON. And don't forget to bring Byron, Henry, Leroy, Juan, Delmar, and Ray Ray, too. Join us here every Saturday night at 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. on the Talk of Chicago and the Voice of the Nation, AM 1690 WVON.
You got something on your mind? Speak out. You got something on your heart? Speak loud. You have something you want to say, Chicago? Speak up. This is Che Ryan Fest Smith. And remember, I am not a victim, and neither are you.
Speak up with Che Ryan Fest Smith. Monday evening at 6 p.m. on The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Speak up!
Hear from America's number one crisis management expert and inspiration for ABC's Scandal, Judy Smith, at the 28th Annual Entrepreneurial Women's Conference. The premier network and educational event in the Midwest provides women business owners with access to contacts, contracts, and information, all under one roof. The conference will be held on Wednesday, September 17th at McCormick Place West. For more information and to register, visit wbdc.org/EWC or contact the Women's Business Development Center by phone at 312-853-3477. WVON is proud to help.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly. L. Hofel Jr. is one of the best lawyers I know. Northwestern University Law School awarded L. the Young Alumni Public Interest Award for his work in the community.
Hi, I'm L. Hofel Jr. My first case involved organizing the Southside Community Federal Credit Union. Since then, my firm has saved the homes of families who were deceived by a mortgage lender when they obtained a home loan or when they applied for a loan modification. We also pursue cases for people who were discriminated against by lenders and were either overcharged or were refused a loan altogether. And we pursue justice for men and women whose civil rights have been violated through police misconduct. If you believe you have been defrauded or discriminated against by a lender, or if your civil rights were violated by law enforcement, call my office for a free consultation at 773-241-5844 or visit alhofeldlaw.com. The law offices of Al Hofeld Jr. are located at 1525 East 53rd Street, Suite 832. Call 773-241-5844.
Did you know that each year African-American males ages 18 to 34 have the highest traffic accident fatality and injury rates in Illinois? Did you also know the lost wages of the men in these vehicular accidents total $62 billion? Did you know children who lose their fathers are more likely to drop out of school, experience poverty, and encounter the criminal justice system? Chicago, one of the easiest and fastest ways we can strengthen our community is by getting our young men to wear a seatbelt. Put your electronic devices down and remain substance-free when driving. Go to Twitter right now and follow Don't Crash Dreams and tweet your commitment using the hashtag #DontCrashDreams. WVON is proud to help.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-842-0748. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-842-0748. That's 1-800-842-0748. Call 1-800-842-0748.
WBOM, the Talk of Chicago, welcomes the 17th annual Chicago Football Classic to Soldier Field, sponsored by BMO Harris Bank and Sherman Dodge of Skokie. On Saturday, September 20th, Central State University Fighting Marauders take on the Morehouse College Tigers. Start the day with the HBCU College Fair at 9 a.m., with tailgating starting at 11 a.m. Kickoff is at 3 p.m., and you won't want to miss the halftime entertainment and the Battle of the Bands. Remember, there's a raffle for your chance to win a brand new 2014 Dodge Challenger from Sherman Dodge of Skokie. Purchase tickets at Walgreens and save $5, or at Midway Wholesalers or Right Way Huggins Construction, or call 773-874-8000 extension 4024, or visit chicagofootballclassic.biz for more information.
I'm Philip Jackson from the Black Star Project. How do we stop violence in Chicago? How do we improve education for our children? With the Million Father March, men taking their children to school on Tuesday, September 2nd, the first day. Don't forget to join the Million Father March Parade on Saturday, August 30th, on Cottage Grove between 45th and 51st Street. Nothing is more important than fathers taking children to school on the first day. Call 773-285-9600 for more information about the Million Father March.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
Hashtag Dorothy Tillman on 1690, the talk of Chicago.
Days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop.
I don't mind. I've been to the mountaintop. Dr. King said that he allowed me to go over. He didn't say I just went. God allowed him to go over there to get that mountaintop experience. It's what you do to be allowed to get over to feel it. And he'd seen the promised land and might not get there, which we'll get there. And what Dr. King was really feeling that once those doors, I'll give my life for you. And I'll do all of this because I know when you make it, you're going to reach back and rebuild communities. That's what Dr. King thought. It is 7 o'clock. We're at our 7 o'clock hour now. Talk of Chicago, 1690. Call for you in a conversation with me. It is 7 o'clock wherever you are in the country, in the world. Wherever you are in the studio over there. Sitting down driving. It is that time. That's what I love, what those boys was playing, Black and Proud on ABC that day. Black, black, black. It's that time. Take a deep breath. Black, 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 black. One more time, yeah. Black, black, black. Does that feel good? You got to be somebody. Got to be something. You got to be somebody. You got to be something. Just can't. Just be nobody. You can't just be blending everywhere. Be proud of who you are. I'm going to take this call, then I'm going to come back to you. My line number 773-591-1690. We're streaming live. www.wvon.com. We're on iHeartRadio, Facebook, Group Facebook, and Blog Talk. But I'm going to talk to Reverend Jackson, and then I'm going to come back and take your calls because he's going to have breakfast for the Jackie Robinson team over there today. And he's also going to have – he got Monet from Philly over there. We're so proud of him. You know, we told you last week we didn't like what they did, and I'm glad to have him because I don't want nobody messing with my little son, my brother. Reverend Jackson, how you doing?
Good morning, brother. How are you and how is your family?
My family's fine.
We had a great night last night. You know, we were able to make contact with Monet Davis out in Philadelphia, mother and father and brother.
Uh-huh. And you
and brought them in to be the special guest of the Jackie Robinson West Champions.
Yeah.
And she's just like their sisters, so they really bonded.
I saw how they was yesterday. It was just so wonderful, that love.
They have bonded.
Yeah.
You can't get them to move to Chicago and be on their team, so they But, there are some good news stories coming out of this, one of which is the power of the innocence of children, just the power of children.
Right.
And unfortunately, they did not come out of our Chicago school system, which does not encourage baseball.
That's right.
And soccer as it should. And they came with a brother Hayden out of the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid, the mother whose job was cut back, her hours have been re-extended now, and there was such an outpouring of love for that child yesterday. It's just overwhelming to see it. There's some other champions who are homeless, too, out there in these streets.
Yeah, you know, I was just saying, Reverend Jackson, 22,144 homeless children was in CPS last year, which was 19% more than 2012 and 2013. So it's a lot of children who are homeless, and I also thought that.
But they're also champions, Mayor.
Our champions.
Jesus was born to a homeless couple.
Mm-hmm.
They had no place to stay, and ended up staying in the end. So
right.
There's a message there.
Right.
And I think also, it goes a step further. Today, we're going to use this as a teachable moment. You know, every season when these kids win city and state championships, we give them jackets or sweaters or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Because they're hardly recognized. But this time, because of recognition, we're going to, take them to Disney World is coming Friday.
Oh, that's wonderful. They're going to love that.
Saturday and Sunday. Oh, they already did plan what rides they're going to be on. They're going to Disney World.
Let them be children.
But more than that, today we're going to try to get for each of those kids a $200 savings account at the bank so they can start a bank account.
Right, right.
And introduce them to the stock market game so they can begin to find value early on in saving, not just in spending, and teach them. We're going to take them down to the Chicago Stock Exchange.
Uh-huh.
They can learn. One reason why John Rogers is so good in finance, his parents bought him at Christmas time stocks for Christmas, not just stocks.
Right.
He learned the science of money.
Mm-hmm.
What's a bull, what's a bear, how to negotiate money.
Right.
We want to turn this into a teachable moment.
John Rogers from Area Capital Management.
Area Capital. We're going to have a breakfast for champions this morning at 8 o'clock with the parents.
Mm-hmm.
of the children and their coaches and their families.
Mm-hmm.
And then at noon, at 10 o'clock, at our regular broadcast time, we're going to a honor the team and Monet at the same time, and also lay out a plan of what do we do from here.
Right.
Clearly, when you have these charter schools that do not have athletics and art and music, something vital is missing. Part of schools being a cheerleader and being a band director and being a musician, being in the choir, athletics, that's a part of school.
It's
as well as reading, writing, and counting.
Right, and it is also very important that you engage in those so that you can learn. Most of the schools, if you're going to learn, you have to have art, you have to have sports. Our schools don't even have swimming in them anymore, Reverend Jackson. They don't teach them how to swim. They don't teach them anything.
On this idea that some of our children are so bad and they're so messed up, if you put them in a charter school where they learn to read, write, and count and come out of school unscathed, that they're educated.
And can't get a job nowhere and can't do nothing, can't compete.
There are baseball scholarships, there are swimming scholarships, there are music scholarships, there are choir scholarships. You go out to Chicago State, which now is a state university, and you go to the annual athletic banquet, it's almost all white because they have scholarships in tennis and golf and a whole range of things we think not to be important, but they are. They're important for character development, but they're also important for scholarships.
Right. You know what I noticed one thing, Reverend Jackson, is that when you look at the award ceremony now, you'll think that black folks don't perform nothing. You look at these awards, you look anywhere, it's like the music, the natural music, the natural beat, being able to, when you read music, there's a math science in reading music. There's abundance in being part of the band. There's abundance there.
Well, one of the things that excites me so much about this, my prejudice is, if I had not played football, I couldn't have gone to college, A. Parents just simply couldn't afford it. Well, other students, classmates went because they could sing well. They joined the choir.
Right.
They were musicians. I mean, Cannonball Adderley came out of Floyd A&M's band.
Right.
And then you said the city that produces Nat Cole and Sam Cooke and Lou Rawls and Donna Washington and Mavis Staples and Jennifer Hudson. In that system, you don't have choir for the priority. I mean, something violent is missing.
Well, you know, Walter Dyke, Captain Walter Dyke, who taught Dr. Jimmy Tillman, my children's father, when they were growing up in the Valley, as they used to call it during that time over here, Captain Dyke kept a lot of those children playing music and kept them out of trouble. Walter Dyke built character in that band room. He did.
Well, Mr. Hayden, who was a principal at Marcus Garvey, he started the Jack Robinson Little League 41 years ago. Because he knew of its value, and therefore he kept teaching that. And now you see the result of these national champions and now children's. And by the way, the crime has literally gone down since opportunities have gone up.
Right. Well, you know, I was saying this morning that a lot of programs, I talked about your STEM and Excel, and it's a lot of people doing things all over this city and all over the country in our communities. The Jackie Robinson is not an exception. They're the rule in terms of what we do in our community with our children. They would have you think that nobody's doing anything. And then when you looked at that park over there before they won the championship, the grass wasn't even cut. I mean, they didn't cut the grass. They played on a really rough field over there. But you've had people like Butler and like what you were doing over there, what Jim Leach is doing.
The coach is a trained engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And he literally left his job 2 months ago without pay to coach those kids, some of my sacrifice.
Right.
And they gave him the forbearance to coach without losing his job. But he also has done it without pay. We must figure out some way to get that family to hold again as well. So today we're going to put a lot of focus on honoring the kids and Monet. We think the children are such a good news story. But I also want to get these kids into financial literacy.
I agree with that.
Into having their first banking account, to take them to the Chicago Stock Exchange, and then get parents. We need some volunteers who will help with the six-point pledge. Because school opens also now. Take your child to school, meet your child's teachers, exchange home numbers, turn TBR 3 hours a night, and take your church to once a week, church, temple, synagogue, for character building. We're going to use this as a teachable moment.
Well, you know, Reverend Jackson, one thing, when you say that, you mean it in terms of making our children excel and they move forward. Go, take your child to school, turn off the TV, know the teachers. But these other people are telling our children, you go to school on the first day because they really just want to get the money from what the state gives.
Because of the attendance issue.
Right.
I'm the start right, second end right.
Uh-huh. That's
because
right.
Because if you get behind, it's hard to catch up.
It is.
You come into a class 2 and 3 weeks late. That first semester is shot. If you're taking math or science or chemistry or physics, or if they teach that no more, you cannot catch up.
Are you going to class all excited? You get there and there's nothing. You met with nothing. And the parents need to go in there with a checklist, and I would hope that PUSH would put together a checklist for parents to look at what should be in a classroom and what should be there so they can report it back and you can look at what these children are missing. Because you need to go in there with a checklist in those schools.
Well, I want parents to volunteer. We need more volunteers in the school system and more oversight, because right now we don't have a elected board, but we certainly have every ward has an alderman,
mm-hmm.
a state rep, and a state senator. They constitute the board at this point.
Right.
We used to demand in my ward, my schools must have the checklist.
Right. Well, we need it, but we need one, Reverend Jackson. We need a checklist to see what these people are doing, because they are not. They don't have anything in these schools. And parents, see, well, you know, I was involved in the school very much so, but we were able to go up in those schools.
Well, that's your basic Montgomery orientation, because that is true in southern schools and it is in the big urban schools.
But you know now it's difficult. If a parent go to that school, they don't want them in. You got to get the blood test. You got to get this. You can't come in. They have made it. You need to check on that. Very difficult for a parent to go into those schools now. It wasn't like it was when my children was going to school and your children was going. They have made it so difficult, especially in our community, for our children to come into the,
well,
for our parents to come.
That's an obstacle that must be removed. I want people also to follow us up, because no matter what we do, it's hard to cover it really in the major media. But guess what? If you follow me at Rev J Jackson on Twitter, or like my Reverend Jesse L. Jackson Sr., we be Twittering and Facebooking every day to keep people abreast of what it is we're doing. But today, at 8 o'clock, we're having this breakfast of champions with the parents that come in there, parents and students.
Well, I'm going to try and get dressed to come over there and join you. I need one other question, Reverend Jackson, before I let you go. My board is lit up. Because last week I really went on a tantrum. I was really upset. I told folks nobody have the right to even get in your face to say nothing to you, because they don't have in their little finger all the stuff you've done. So I'm not trying to take you there, because I really went off last week. What I want to ask you is about Ferguson. What do you think the next steps are? You know, I tried to get this mother to. I really wanted her to leave that coffin open like Miss Mobley did, but Miss Mamie Tia Mobley did, but they didn't do it. But I want to know, what is our next step in Ferguson?
Well, the next step in Ferguson is that there's a Ferguson near where you stay. Take mm-hmm. some of this energy back home. That's the first thing.
Okay.
The second is that what the difference between when Meg Evers and Emmett Till were killed, the killers walked the streets for 40 years free.
Mm-hmm.
We knew who they were, but we couldn't do anything about it. But now we have the right to vote. That's the difference between Michael Brown and Meg Evers and Emmett Till. And this town's 70% African-American. You have 15,000 eligible voters, and last time less than 6% of those blacks eligible voted, because they did not vote. They could not serve on juries. Because they did not vote, they cannot elect judges. Because they did not vote, they cannot elect the mayor, who appoints police and fire chiefs. So what's different in Ferguson, they have the power
mm-hmm.
by using rights that they inherited, not rights they fought for, that they inherited the right to vote. They didn't have to march for it.
Based on what we did, they inherited it. I agree with you.
They inherited the right to vote. They're not using that inheritance. If they would use that vote, they can change and fundamentally transform Ferguson, and many other little Fergusons across the country.
Right.
These vast pockets of unregistered voters.
Okay.
I was talking to a group of the youth. I said, look, guys, you can. We can't change nothing. I said, yes, you can. The man's in charge. They say, would you like to be a juror when Michael Brown's case comes up? I show you're right. I said, only registered voters can be jurors. They say, oh. I said, do you want the police chief? Yeah. And said, only mayors appoint them, but you have the power to elect the mayor. I mean, they were just fundamentally without basic political education. And that's a door-to-door, hand-to-hand combat kind of work. And we intend to, we've got people on the ground right now that are going door-to-door.
Okay.
Voter registration in Ferguson.
Well, let me ask you the other thing. Now, this secret grand jury, I don't like that. They have a secret, you know. And one of the things I did, some, they had a big article in the Tribune. Nobody really reread that article on this man who killed Michael Brown. And it talked about what we need to talk about his psychological. They talked about his mother died when he was 6. He was in the Trib. I think it was the 18th of this month. His mother died when he was 16. His mother was in and out of jail. He was in a big thing with his wife. They did a whole profile on him, but nobody never repeated that. They talked about
his
mindset. He was sick.
They said that, you know, that we were there as outside agitators. The same thing said about Dr. King and Birmingham.
Oh, yeah.
the police don't live in Ferguson either.
Yeah, and not only that,
they don't live there either.
When they start talking about you outside agitators, do remind me of Sheriff Clark and all the rest of them. But I said you need an agitator to get the dirt out. And we can go anywhere in America. We have no imaginary boundaries to come to our people.
And agitators have a vital function. They shake the dirt out.
They shake the dirt out. You can't get the dirt out without that agitator.
Most folks in Selma are afraid to move.
Of course.
It took outside relationships to give them courage.
You know what's so funny is when the sheriff told them they had to get off the street at a certain time, I thought about when Sheriff Clark said no more than two coloreds can be on the street after dark. That's a tactic that we understand. And you need someone down there like you who have clarity, who really understand the history, where we were and where we have to go, and we have to keep on giving the clarity. And I just want to commend you for that clarity and commend you for staying on the case, Reverend Jackson. And if I get back in time enough to change clothes, I might be over there to join you. Thank you so much.
Well, come visit you all with your short shorts on. You'll enjoy it.
I'm going to try to join you. Breakfast is 8 o'clock, and then you're going to, at the 10 o'clock program, you're going to have them there also, right?
Indeed.
Okay, see you.
You can't wait to see you. Well, Monet, she's special.
Oh, I want to see her. I want to see her. So I'll try to see you this morning, Reverend Jackson. Take care.
Right,
God
bye.
Bless you and love you. Bye-bye. Good morning, Miss. Hello, Reverend Walton.
Hey, how you doing there, Dorothy?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I wanted to call you to let your listening audience know that the great Earl Calloway is dead, and that they're having his funeral today at the Shiloh Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize when the funeral was. What time is it today?
I didn't hear you.
I know, but what time is the funeral today? I didn't realize when the funeral was.
I don't really know that. That's the only thing about it I don't know. I got to find out, but I will be there. You know, Earl was a great writer.
He was. I'm going to try to find out, too.
Up until the defender moved to the loop, and then that was the disaster you know, just terrible.
They sold the building and moved on the 24th floor downtown.
What was that?
Yeah, they sold the building and moved on the 20th. Some floor downtown.
Yeah, I think it's terrible. I think it's terrible when somebody.
I heard Daly. See, Daly pushed them out. But Daly pushed them out because he wanted his people to open up a Dunn Club down there. But I'm going to go online and find out and try to tell people when
I'd
the
like
funeral
to get
is.
Some people out there.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to go online and find out when the funeral is for me for Earl Calloway so we can tell people when it is. Thank you for holding, Maurice. How you doing?
Good morning, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Before I get to my main point about what the Asians are doing for their children as opposed to us, you mentioned white-on-white crime a little while ago. Seems to me that video we all saw of one white person beheading another is the height of white-on-white crime.
Oh, no, they something else, but they had it.
Lord,
they vicious. You see what happened to those two boys who got called over there and got wiped out, too. But, no, they got white-on-white crime that's really deep. And they shoot them bunch at one time, and they do a whole lot of stuff.
They invented it, my sister. They invented it.
Yes. Okay. So what else?
All those superstars. You know, God has presented this generation with an awesome opportunity. It is no accident that we're blessed with $1 trillion at our fingertips. Sooner or later, we're going to build ourselves a bank that's too big to fail. And we'll be able to do for our children what other nations do for theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Final item, Dorothy. Governor Quinn and Howard Morgan. I'm telling all my constituents over here on the West Side, wherever I go, if that man is not out of jail by Election Day, we're going to vote the other way.
Well, how has Quinn got something to do with Howard Morgan? I would think that would be Rahman here. It was the police. It was the city police that shot up Morgan, and I was at the trial when all those police officers lined up around the wall, and when the trial was
My
going
sister,
on, No, I'm saying, when I wait, listen to me. I was at the, did you go to the trial?
I did not.
Well, I was at the trial, and I saw all of the Chicago Police Department in, there was four all around the wall supporting those people who shot Morgan, and it was Chicago Police Department. You can't take the city and put it on the state. That's
May
all
I
I'm
respond?
Trying to say.
May I respond?
Mm-hmm.
The Chicago Police do not issue commutations or pardons.
Well, we have to see.
I love you.
Well, love you too.
Have a blessing.
But we need to see about these judges and all the other stuff. I mean, we like to jump sometimes for other reasons, and this is not to defend anybody, but let's not leave out stuff. If anybody was at that trial, you can also call in, and we can talk about what happened. All them police lined up around there with Morgan. We was there with his wife and his family. But in the meantime, for Jackie Robinson, you're a winner. No, let nobody tell you. I tell you, Curtis Mayfield gonna tell you what you are. You're a winner.
We're a winner, and never let anybody say, boy, you can't make it, 'cause a feeble mind is in your way. No more tears do we cry, and we have finally dried our eyes, and we're moving on up, moving on up. Lord have mercy, we're moving on up, moving on up. We're living proof and all's alert that we're two from the good black girl, and we're a winner. Woo! And everybody knows the truth, we just keep on pushing, like your leaders tell you to.
Yeah! Curtis Mayfield, y'all, we're a winner. When Jackie Robinson won, we all won. Woo! Black boys standing there. Radcliffe, one of the Negro League grandsons. Hey! That's what they showed us, y'all.
The day has come, and I don't care where you come from. We just gonna move on up. Move on up. Woo! Lord
have mercy,
we're moving on up. Move on up. Woo! We just keep on pushing. We're a winner. Lord,
hey, y'all. Hey, they did what their leaders told them to do. They never fretted. They never did anything. They stood there. They stood strong. We're talking about many things this morning, y'all. We just got to talk to Reverend Jackson, so you need to get dressed to find, get on over there to meet Monet, and everybody's going to find out exactly what time Earl Calloway's funeral is today so that we can let you know about that. And we're also talking about the petitions are on the street, y'all. They're on the street out here. And Rahm also said he wants to know where the automatic candidates stand before they give up the money. So if you want to read that article, you can read that article, too. There's a lot of stuff going on. And as I said, they're not an exception. They are the rule. And there's people all over this city that's working with children. And we should be able to have resources without having to do some extraordinary stuff to get the resources. Because every day that we get up and we work and we do what we do is extraordinary. When you look at all the things that all of these people are doing around this city with children, STEM program they had the summit push was excellent. They got Excel. When you look at all the different programs throughout this city that people are doing, well, hats off to Butler and Mr. Haley and his family for starting Butler and for taking it on. They are what we do. But somehow we've been duped to think we don't do that. And I remember one of my colleagues said, well, when that first happened, see, that's what happened when you're middle class and the parents are all together. And I told them, you know, that ball team is made up of all of Chicago, what it's all about. That's what happened when the village take care of children. That's what happened. And if we really are interested in our children, I would say to the mayor, the governor, and everybody, you need to make sure all these programs we have, we don't have our Boys and Girls Club. A lot of things we don't have, but they're funded. I say to Rahm Emanuel, then you're interested in what happened to our children. You've been to Harold Washington more than one time. You see what we're doing with those children. Then you're in your city college and Langanier making all that money that y'all paying them all that money to be fighting us at Harold Washington. Take that money back and put it in with the children. You need to do that. Y'all need to call them and tell them to lay off Harold Washington if he loves the children. 312-744-3300. And tell him that. And any of the other programs that he cut or been cut or what do you have. If you're in your community and you see things need to be done, call. Just call. Because a lot of this stuff, we are doing these things. Need some help. I need some help. You know, I was, anyway, we'll talk about that. Let me go to the phone now because this phone is lit up and I need to talk to Miss Eunice. I pushed the wrong one, Miss Eunice.
Hi, how are you, Dorothy?
I'm fine.
I'm doing good. I just want to say briefly, if there was ever time the Justice Department needs to come in, it's for Mr. Morgan, because it was a kangaroo court there, and they really showed their behind.
You was down there?
Yes, I was.
Wasn't that something? You saw all them police officers all around the wall supporting the officers that shot him?
That's right, and they had some of the workers sitting in there also when they should have been on the job.
Right, they came and tried to fill the courtroom up so we wouldn't get in.
That's what they did, and they tried to fool us out on the second trial, but we said, we're not leaving, we'll stay right here.
Right.
So anytime the Justice Department needs to come in and investigate, anytime they shoot a man 28 times, it's totally ridiculous.
It is.
And thank you, and I won't take up no more time.
Thank you, too. Thank you so much. Thank you. Nephew, who is that? Black cop brutality.
Hey. Good morning, Dorothy Tillman.
Good morning.
Yes, let me just thank God for being able to talk with you. I love you. And I took out the time to thank Ebony because her sharing you with us has been, I know what that could be because I work in the neighborhood myself. And
okay, hurry up. My board is lit up. Come on
okay,
in.
Okay.
Your name, nephew?
Yeah, I call myself nephew because I think I'm nephew of Cliff.
Oh, okay. Well, come on, because I'm running. My board is lit up. Okay.
I was just saying that cop that I had an encounter with him, I was trying to break up the situation.
Who you talking about, Evans?
Yeah, Evans. That guy is a mad cop right there. I'm telling you. He's a bad cop, and I'm telling you. So I'm going to try to get him taken care of. The neighborhood going to come up, and they're going to protest to try to get him not only stripped of duty, but we don't want him being the cop in his cohort. So we want to make sure that they don't be together as well. Also,
but you know what, nephew? What's your? Well, you don't tell your real name. But you know what? One thing I asked some police officers. Do you ever know of a black police officer that brutalized a white person? You would not find nowhere in the book. They got all this power, but they would never stick a gun down the mouth of a white person. No, they brutalized when they come around these white people who might be doing something wrong. They step back and let the white handle it because they know that if they do that stuff to a white, that white officer is going to turn on them. I don't know of any cases.
That's right.
Does anybody know of any cases, even an officer out there?
Yes.
Tell me when you did it to somebody white.
But let me just say that the WVN helped me and my wife about 10 years ago to get put away one cop. I think we're the only successful city in Chicago radio station that it was able to put away a cop for killing Joseph Gould. And my wife had saw this homeless man was shot. She had went around the corner, and then he asked to wash a car or windows.
She I remember
no,
that.
And then he came back, and I was on the radio, and Eric Doris called me, you called me, Cliff called me, and everything. We got that guy put away for a couple of years there, and we the only successful one. And I want to thank WVON. And
I got to go.
Out here.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, nephew. I only have 15 minutes, and
yeah,
my board
you,
is lit up. Thank you, and I'm going to try.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and I'm going to try to talk. I'm going to try to talk to everybody before I go. Blog talk. Hello.
Hey,
hello,
good, day,
hello.
Good morning. This is Josef Kenyatta. Thanks for a great show. Our people face. I'm sorry, the echo is not me.
I'm
going
to take you off. I can't. Feedback. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
What is that?
That's too much feedback. I can't. No, take him off. I can't talk to him. Take him off. It's too much
feedback. I can't. I don't have but a few minutes. Maceo, find out what the feedback.
Once again, congratulations to Jackie Robinson West, and you articulated it very well at the beginning of the show that is the rule in the African-American community. Perry Small did a superlative job in articulating that last night on Chicago Tonight.
Yeah, I saw her. She was good.
And I just want to say that if that $2 billion of TIF money was used, instead of spending it on building stadiums with DePaul and making a green line down on 22nd Street, if it was used reinstating it back into the school system on the south side, on the west side, back into the Park District to create programs, baseball programs, basketball programs, we would have the same excellence all over the south side, all over the west side. And also, you know, that TIF money could be used to create what is supposed to be used to create homes and stuff like that for blighted areas, as you know. And then in closing, Ebony mentioned that there was a dedication for the great Dinah Washington yesterday.
I saw it on the TV. I knew on 38th and Pereira. I saw it on the news this morning. I didn't know anything about it.
I didn't either. And it just
it was on ABC News this morning. Yeah. I saw it this morning real early.
And also happy birthday to Charlie Parker Jr. His birthday was yesterday. Lester Young, great saxophonist, birthday on Wednesday. And but that money, the TIF money, it should be they should think, if the politicians are listening today, use that money. You talk about what can we do to help our children. Use that money for the purpose that it was used, it was intended for, and channel it back into the south side and the west side and create...
To the blighted areas. Thank you
right.
so much.
Thank you.
TIF is used. You use TIF money, and I would do a program. I'm going to get Mark one day and do it. TIF was, you use the blighted community, so it'll be used for those communities to bring them back. It's really something, but that's a whole nother thing. Most folks don't even understand TIF. They really don't. Robert from...
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Robert.
I was down at Mr. Morgan's 304 his hearing. The first trial, the young lady testified, and I was down there when they had the police wall to wall.
When they walled the wall, we couldn't even hardly get, and they took over the seat.
They brought 50 police cars or more to bring them police from down there. You know, young Blair, he got killed down on 103rd that day, same day.
Uh-huh.
If they had had one of those police cars down, I told his daddy, had one police car down on there near that bus, maybe the guy, he wouldn't have got killed that day.
Well, they were there. They wasn't playing.
Right.
It doesn't make sense.
They had on the job down on 103rd, Little Holt, whatever his name, he wouldn't have got killed that day. You know, I'm just saying, maybe a couple of these cars been in the area, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, all those cars were down at 26th Street.
They sure were. Thank you so much.
Okay, now another thing. Before, I was in the Buck Business Parade with the, you remember the Metropolitan Braves?
Mm-hmm.
Down on, you know, on in your ward a long time ago. That was a few years ago.
Okay.
I was a young lad there.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you. Call back next week because I'm running out of time.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. I'm going to try to get everybody before I go. BJ, how you doing?
Good morning, Dorothy. God loves you, and so do I.
Thank you.
You know, Dorothy, I was with you in court.
Yes, you was there.
The day when they had that tribunal and found Howard Morgan guilty of a crime he never committed. He never, ever fired a gun. He never touched his gun. And I have an information on police. They're trying to reason with the cops. He said, let me show you my ID. I'm a police officer. They opened up on him and left him for dead. And actually, I made a final point. Only the governor can pardon him, Dorothy, not the president.
Well, I got him. No, I'm not going to depart. Okay, all right.
We need to get him to get it done, Dorothy. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
One other thing, Dorothy, I'm going to make myself a committee and run the reason with Rahm Emanuel, because power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely, and it's all about racism, the white supremacy, the reason that they've done so many low-down dirty tricks on us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you so much, BJ. Plano. Plano, hello, going once, going twice. Okay, I guess Plano's gone. You know, with them winning, and I just want to play this song for the, I'm going to play a few minutes, you know, Happy Feelings by Maze. I'm just going to play a little bit. I want you to know, Jackie Robinson, this is how you made all of us feel. And not just the Chicago, city of Chicago, but all over the country. Can we play our May song? Is it ready? We want to. This is how the Jackie Robinson made us feel, all over, everywhere. And while she's finding, I'm gonna go to another. Go to another call. Weatherspoon.
God bless you, Dorothy.
God bless you too.
Yeah, Dorothy, we want to make sure all those kids
get scholarship also.
Mm-hmm. I'm finding what they want to do. You know, I'm going to have a doctor on my show at the end of this month. We're going to talk about medicine and how many kids now are going into medicine and what's available to our children. Well, most of our children don't get involved in medicine because they're not getting the science and the math they should get in order to help them go into that. It's a lot of fields our children can go into, engineer, all kind of things. And we got to make sure that those things, you know, when a child is in school, they should be, their mind should be tapped to make them want to do something. If you keep these children in school for 12 years and they come out with nothing, that's educational genocide. That's mental genocide that we need to do something about. Thank you, Reverend Witherspoon. Okay, I tell you, I want you to know, Jackie Robinson, this is how we feel at VON and in this country, in this city. You made us, you know, not only did you do it just to us in the city, you made people feel, you gave folks this feeling. This is how I was feeling, y'all. Hey, come on, Jackie Robinson, and also Monique, all of y'all had a good time. I want you to know, yeah. Keep that feeling, y'all, but study. Keep studying. You are. This is major. Happy city. Yeah, it was everywhere, y'all. This is what Jackie Robinson did. Hey, it's all black team. Hold it up, Kenyatta. I'm coming to you from New York. Hey!
To remind me of love.
I tell you, pure love. That's what you saw among the children.
My mind and my heart.
Woo!
I believe in love.
Yeah, that's what you showed us.
And these have a feeling.
Little boys, I want me the Red Lobster. I'm swimming.
I'll spread them all over the world. From deep in my soul, I wish you a happy feeling.
Yeah.
Happy feeling.
Woo! Didn't that make you feel like that, Courtney? Gave you some happy feeling, didn't it? I tell you, happy feeling, y'all. That's how they made us felt so good. Still feeling it. Still feeling it. Still feeling it. They gone. Kenyatta. Okay, I'm sorry, y'all. I got about 3 calls to drop. Miss Huntington, you dropped too. Y'all got called back. You got a few minutes. Look, we've been dealing with a lot of things here today. A lot of things. I dropped Kenyatta from New York. I'm so sorry, Kenyatta. If you're listening, please call back. 2 or 3 calls dropped. I'm so sorry. Is that Kenyatta back? Let me get him because he's been waiting. He tried blog talk and everything. Is that Kenyatta from New York? Okay, he tried and he just couldn't get through. I tell you, Yvette.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. How you doing?
I'm fine. I just wanted to thank you for allowing everyone to speak the truth, which no one in Chicago is doing right now on any media. And I don't want to be a downer, but I really didn't like how that parade went when it flew through the community.
Yeah, I thought it was
50
wrong.
50 miles an hour.
It wasn't no parade. That was a caravan.
That was right.
See, they should have stopped and let those children have their moment. Just slow up. But the adults took up all the time. They're talking all that garbage out there in Morgan,
right,
and then got down. They could have waited downtown for a little while.
Exactly. And so that was my point, because I just felt slighted for the children.
Turn your radio down. Mm-hmm.
That was their heroes.
Yes.
That was their moment, not anybody else's.
Right.
And so then they put them in a double decker where they could wave like a real parade when they went through the white community and the school. So anyway, that's all I have.
Well, you know, Father Flager had all the students out there from his school.
Yeah.
Turn your radio down because you got feedback. And then you had Leo that was there, and they were there waiting just to slow up and let the kids wait. And then all the places, I thought, and the police flying through, get back. Whoa!
Right. And the people had been out there since 5, 6, 7 o'clock this morning. And so we're going to celebrate, and we're going to continue to let folks know that we are the most important people in this world, because nothing has happened to the black race like nothing ever. And we need to pull each other up and know that we need to celebrate each other no matter what.
Okay.
So you have a wonderful
And try to get on the push. You get a chance to see Monique and all of them this morning.
Yes. God bless you.
God bless you, too. I'm going to try to go meet the young girl from Philly. I'm going to go get dressed, and maybe I can get me some eggs and grits over there with Jester this morning. Kenyatta from New York, I'm so sorry we had such a hard time getting you on there.
Hey, sister. This is Hotep Kenyatta. Thanks for a great show.
Thank you, Kenyatta. I'm so sorry for having a hard time getting you on.
No, it's okay. It's nothing like what our people are experiencing.
You're from New York, right?
Yes, New York City, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
A big challenge our people face is connecting the historic past to the present. Mm-hmm. And if we were back in 1800, this discussion wouldn't be on the internet, but it would be on plantations.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't come that far. And in my opinion, our leadership, so-called leadership on every level, have dropped the ball and compromised us. Also, Africa is definitely a part of this equation, because that is the number one continent being raped of gold, oil, diamonds, et cetera. But we're on a richer plantation where we get to walk around. But if the cops want to shoot one of us, they get
to. Oh, yeah, that's their doing. But let me say something, Kenyatta. And I have this discussion with my children. I told my daughter, we had a generation that dropped the ball. It wasn't those of us. We fought. This is the first time in the history of this country since we've been here, since we've been enslaved, because we weren't slaves. We was enslaved. We weren't born a slave. We got a generation after the Civil Rights Movement, our children, like my children's age and their children, that's the first generation that didn't fight. We always fought. We fought up through my generation. So we need, when our young people are getting ready to fight, we don't need to redirect them. We need to let them fight. Then nobody redirect me. What they did is joined in with me. So you have young people want to fight, and then you have people getting in front of them and redirecting them. Don't redirect them. You can counsel them. And tell them things they might need to know, but do not redirect for the enemy.
Yes, and what we have missing in that redirection is one unified umbrella organization, so that everything in Chicago, New York, Jamaica, Nigeria is connected and we discuss resources. Our present organizations, in my opinion, are compromised by the same enemies that are compromising everyone. We need something new, like a Black United Nations.
Call me next week a little bit early. I'm on from 6 to 8 so we can have more time to talk, Kenyatta.
Thank you, sir.
Because we do need to have a discussion about the descendants of enslaved Africans in America and then the diaspora, and then hook that all up. So we'll talk about it if you call me back earlier next week, okay?
Thank you, sister.
Thank you, my brother. You know, because the descendants of enslaved Africans in America, we're the only group that have had no place to go to. A lot of other folks escaped here, and we could not, we had no place to go. We've been here without sanctuary. So we really got to have that discussion. And also, let me encourage y'all to go out to the African Festival today. I hope Ebony find what time Earl Calloway's funeral is today. Before I got a few more minutes before I go off the air, so I can tell you what time it is. Reverend Jackson, Push have Monet and Jackie Robinson over for breakfast this morning, and then they're going to be at the Push headquarters. I think Sox is honoring them also this morning at their game today. I want to say that petition time has started. We got to keep our eyes on the prize. It is time now for petitions if you're going to run for any office in the city. It started Thursday. Most folks want to get them before it gets too cold. As I said to some folks, you better know what you're doing, because some folks will pay folks to get some bad petitions for you. The other thing I was talking about earlier this morning, I think that this young man who was homeless, that's my own thought. I thought we could help him without being so public, because children sometimes are cruel, and they can survive in a cement jungle, and they learn how to do that. And we don't know how this affected this young man. Mayor Rahm Emanuel, there are some vouchers that we are not using that you've been sitting over there, that one of these young, they can get one of them houses over there on State, you know, from 35th to 55th. 55th, you got it over there. We could put them over there. You know, we can do that. We got somebody sent him about the funeral. Let me go over here so I can know about it. Okay, Callaway's funeral, where is it? What time is it and where
is it? It's at 1 o'clock is the visitation, 2 o'clock is the service at the Seventh-day Adventist Church on 7th and Michigan.
Okay, be on hold so everybody can get it and put it on my Facebook. And repeat that again.
Okay.
Repeat it again, and then I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay, his visitation is at 1 o'clock today. The funeral service is at 2 o'clock at 7th and Michigan at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, Shiloh.
Okay, thank you so much. And hold on. Ebony, get the call and put it on the put that on hold, Courtney, so Ebony can get it so I can put it on my Facebook. Thank you so much. I've enjoyed you today. We've talked about many things. I hope you join us today at Push. I'm going to try to get over there to meet these young men. I'm so proud of them. You know, and not only do you do something to make somebody feel happy. You got time to do that? Help somebody. Jackie Roberts are not an exception. They're the rule of what we do in our community. Don't let anybody make you think that shooting and killing is the rule. It is that's the exception. Said you wrong, Mr. Mayor. There's a lot of folks out here doing a lot of things, including the Harold Washington Culture Center. So in the meantime, this is Dorothy Wright-Till and the Coffee, Tea, and the Conversation with me every Saturday morning from 6 to 8. Be here with me, y'all. In this classroom, we try to teach and we try to have a discussion. Until next Saturday morning at 6 o'clock. And if you miss anything, go to Blog Talk, Coffee, Tea, and you'll get it. Until then, reparations now. To inbreed fear in us. My hands rough, my forefathers' hands got blisters. Forced to be a field hand, fire another white man. Mr. President, I'm here to represent for mine and Mother Africa in which you raped and left behind. Draining her natural resource, so to her people pay remorse or feel the force of a former slave. Kidnapped from my land, locked in chains. Brought to a new world to maintain. Hard to survive while my kind's being hanged. Is it over now? I'm a former slave. I've been shackled, been locked in chains. But somehow my soul remains. But is it over now? Over now. I am an existence to African descendant. Walk to your shores, vault your walls, tell your business. Beat me till defenseless. You did this for 400 plus. And the bottom of your ships and at the back of your bus, you'll find us with a black face embedded in stuff. Survivor us of America's clutch. Enough is enough. Give us our just due. Just you didn't villain. If we configured for every crime that was committed and every bigot that got acquitted. And meanwhile and on exhibit was a black neck from a tree. We probably be millionaires, equal share across the board, able to afford to rebuild and restore. Ignored was a black slave, put to death, with promised land on his mind and free on his breath. It's only correct, America, you cut us a check with a whip, wounds and flesh, and the disrespect for every black that was strapped with whip.
The Talk of Chicago and the Voice of the Nation, 1690 WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.
NBC News Radio, I'm Alex Witt. London has issued the second highest state of alert for Britain, bracing for a terrorist attack. NBC's Kelly Kobiea is in our London bureau.
British officials say there's no evidence or intelligence to suggest that there's a specific or imminent attack. But with 500 British citizens traveling to Syria and Iraq to join ISIS and some 200 now back, the threat, they say, is very real.
President Obama is taking a lot of heat over something he said about ISIS. NBC's Kristen Welker is at the White House.
This week, the White House went into damage control mode.